Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Dancing Goddess Show. I am your host, Deanna Durrell, and I am so excited for tonight's show, which is all about the goddess. And if you've been following my work for a while, you know that my personal mission is to help every woman find her inner goddess and live the goddess lifestyle from the inside out. So what this means is really looking at where you can tap deeper into your own intuitive guidance system so that you're not pushing or forcing anything or running yourself ragged trying to get other people's approval for the way that you want to live your life. So if that sounds good to you, you're in the right place. There's so much happening energetically, so I do want to start with a grounding, and then we'll talk a little bit about what you can expect for the month of November, and I'll be taking your calls for goddess readings. I have my goddess deck here, and I will literally shuffle the cards and pull one for you and your question. The best way to do that is to get in the queue right now and press 1 so I see your hand up. Some of you are listening on your phone and maybe don't want a reading, so if that's you, don't press 1 because I will unmute you. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to invite everybody to close your eyes and take a nice deep breath in through your heart. And if you're in a place where you're maybe able to sit down and just settle your energy, you can put your hand over your heart and just breathe into that space. And on the exhale, letting go of anything that does not serve you anymore. Breathing in. And slow release out. I see the lines are filling up. I'm so excited to talk with you guys in just a few minutes. Just hang tight. And one more nice deep inhalation. And exhale. Beautiful. So as you feel into November, if November were to be represented by a word, if you were to pick one word, what would it be for you? Maybe it's clarity. Maybe it's love. Maybe it is peace. Or maybe it's something very specific and near and dear to your heart. Go ahead and write it down, or if you're in a place to do so, you can say it out loud. And know that the universe is listening. As I'm talking to you right now, one of the things that helps me really ground during a new month is essential oils. And if you're not familiar with them, I've just been getting into it, and I'm breathing in a renewing blend right now called Forgive, and that's where I want to start the show. Where do you need to forgive yourself? Where do you need to forgive somebody else? Maybe somebody hurt you or you hurt them. And forgiveness really is about us, right? It's not about what happened or didn't happen. It's more about choosing to live a life free from emotional entanglements or attachments. And November, on an energetic level, really allows you to do this very well. If we look at it from a numerology standpoint, it is a 19/10/1 if you break down the numbers to a single digit. And it's all about taking care of number one, you. Where have you had your life being pulled in many directions, right? Or making choices based on what other people want for you, but not quite what you want. Maybe you don't know what you want right now, and that's okay. But acknowledge it, because this month you can make some serious headway by shedding the old identities that you have been holding on to for the sake of other people. Maybe you're a recovering people pleaser like me, or a recovering say yes to everything person. Whatever your pattern is, this is the month to really acknowledge it, to really identify it, to see why you're holding on to it, and then to let it go. So part of living like a goddess is to sit with difficult emotions. So often we want to skip right over them, right? And pretend they're not there. But when you can look at the brilliance and the gift that whatever situation is bothering you, it's trying to show you, you can move through it. So let's just take a pause. I'm going to pull one card for the whole group, just to represent our group for November. And then I will go ahead and start taking your call. Again, if you just hopped in, welcome. We are doing goddess readings. You do need to call in on your phone if you want a reading. I'm not able to do them for those of you listening on your computers. So the number is 657-383-1696. And you must press 1 to raise your hand. Okay, so let's close our eyes and focus on the question that you have. This is a general message for everybody. Beautiful. So I got a goddess card called Irene, and Irene is all about peace. It's, if you're very visual, she is a beautiful goddess, and in one arm she's holding a baby, and in the other arm she's holding a harvest. Looks like a basket of grapes and corn, and in the background there are dolphins swimming. And the message to everybody is there is no need to worry, as everything is working out beautifully. So where are you worrying in your life? Can you bring in this goddess energy that represents peace more than anything? And just to interpret the card for everyone, you know, the harvest represents money. It can represent fertility. And the fact that she's holding a baby is, you know, indication that you're birthing something new this month, or you're about to give birth, maybe literally some of you. I know I have a lot of moms in my community. And the dolphins in the background represent joy, pure childlike enthusiasm and joy and innocence. Where have you let yourself get too bogged down in seriousness? Taking yourself too seriously, taking something in your life too seriously, where can you literally lighten up? And can you commit to doing that today? All right, so I am ready to take your calls. We have 312 on hold, and I'm just going to go ahead and unmute you. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hey, Deanna, it's Aditi.
Hello, goddess, how are you?
Wonderful, how are you?
Doing well. Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. How can I help today?
I know, I saw your status like right in the second, so I was like, oh, I'm going to hop on. It was perfect timing.
Oh, good.
Okay,
so what's your
question? I have been having a pretty strong headache like right now, and like my ears are ringing. So, and I'm feeling kind of restless. So I guess I just wanted to check in to see what's going on there.
Okay, so first question I have for you is, which side, left or right or both, feels stuck?
I know the left side of my head is hurting more.
Okay, so let's go ahead and pull a card for you around this. I have a feeling this is a message for you around kind of energetic overload in your head space. Okay, but tell me when to stop. I'm going to start shuffling now. Perfect. All right. Yes. So you got the goddess Caventina, and the message is about purification. So it's time for a cleansing detoxification of your body and mind. Have you been under like unusual amounts of stress?
Yeah, something like pretty traumatic happened this week.
Okay. Because that is definitely a message for you around letting yourself sit with where you think maybe you didn't do enough, or somebody else didn't do enough or right by you. The left side of our body is all about being receptive and opening up. And we can't do that if we're still holding on to anger or, you know, frustration. So look at where there might be some of the lower emotions. Because they actually hold a gift for you. and when you can see without feeling bad about it, like, I'm really angry at this person, or I'm really upset that it didn't turn out this way because I was expecting it to. Like, just being very, very transparent with yourself and saying it out loud can help. But I see that you're going to move through it. There's a reason why it's taking place in your head, too. That's your third eye. That's your ability to trust yourself. Whatever it was, it seems like it kind of shook you to the core.
Absolutely.
It's like, gosh, maybe I don't trust myself. I thought I knew what I was doing, or like something like that. But just know that the goddesses have your back, and they're saying this is your opportunity to really transcend those lower emotions into a lesson. And don't even try to look for the lesson at this point. Just look at where you're holding on to them, and stuff will move. I feel like it's going to move for you in the next couple of days. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling, girl. So good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. All right. So we've got some more people in the queue. Again, every time that I pull a card for somebody, it really is a message for you as well. It's so funny, but I'm constantly reminded that we are all connected. So as you're listening to me give readings to people, just know, like, hey, this is actually a message for me. It may not be the same exact life area or the same situation, but the lesson or the nugget is available to you. So, all right, we have an anonymous caller. I think this might be an international or Skype caller. Just say hello and welcome to the show. You are on air. Hi.
Hi, Dan.
Hello. Who am I speaking with tonight?
This is Sasha.
Sasha, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's so good to have you here. How can I help tonight?
Well, I would love a message, general guidance, or message around love.
Okay. So which one do you want, a general message or love message?
The second one, a love message.
All right. That's what I thought. I'm like, go for what you want. All right. So is there... If there's somebody specific that you have in mind, just in your mind, say their name three times. And you don't have to say it out loud, but just say it consciously in your mind. And I'm going to shuffle the deck. So tell me when you feel guided. Just say stop.
Stop.
Oh, how beautiful. So you got the Hindu goddess Sarasvati, which is all about inner knowledge, creativity, and the arts. And the message on the card says, express yourself through creative activities. But as it relates to love, what comes up here is really allowing yourself to open up to a partner who lets you be your most creative self. It feels like in the past you may have been in relationships where you have to kind of dim your light in order for your partner to feel comfortable and safe. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a message just reminding you that your barometer for whether a relationship is aligned or not is how creative do I feel like I can be with this person? If you're holding back or you feel drained, that's just something to look at and see, where am I allowing my creativity to be drained? Where am I afraid to express my true self? But I do see that once you can really take that by the reins and say, okay, I'm unwilling to be with anyone, right, who doesn't let me express myself, then the right person will appear or may have already appeared. But that's the lesson to take away. And you can take it into a broader sense of love, you know, even with your family and your dearest friends. Where do you hold back? Where are you not telling them everything that you're expressing? Is this making sense?
That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Okay.
That makes a lot of sense, right?
Cool. So, yeah, Sarasvati, whenever she comes up, it's about inner knowledge. And it's about knowing that whatever's happening in that particular area is less, you know, less focused on the other person and more focused on you and where you need to express yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a team.
Very, very cool. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And if you have another question, I think we may have time for another round robin. So if there's something burning, okay, just raise your hand again, okay? And this goes for you too,
okay,
Aditi.
Okay, good to talk to you again.
You too. All right. I'm having so much fun, you guys. So I just want to give a special shout out for those of you that know that you do better in a group. You know that you like to have somebody or lots of people accountable for what you say you're going to do. I'm definitely one of those people. I hate going to the gym by myself. I can do it, but it's not fun. But if I know I'm meeting somebody there, then I'm more likely to go. If that's you and you want to work with me for free, I actually have a fun challenge coming up next week. It's called Live Like a Goddess. And you can learn about it just by going to my website, which is DeannaDurrell.com. And I hope that you guys will do it because it's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to get a video every 3 days and you'll have 3 days or 72 hours to complete the challenge. And there's 5 goddess challenges. So with that, I also want to say that if you've been feeling extra tired, just like physically drained, that is totally normal. Another aspect that's happening right now is as we kick into November and also probably the beginning of December, anybody on the spiritual path is going to be ascending. What that means is it's going to be intolerable for you to hold things in your path that are out of alignment. So, you know, relationships may be changing in your life. The way that you usually see money coming in the door may be totally changing. Your house may feel like it doesn't fit you anymore. Your clothes literally may just like feel outdated and, you know, don't fit you the right way. Like so many ways that this can manifest, but physical tiredness, fatigue is another sign that there's something in your environment that's asking for your attention. And I see this as a really positive thing. It doesn't have to be negative. It's just saying, hey, you've outgrown this, or, you know, you need to acknowledge that something needs to be changed. And then you actually take the steps to change it. So with that, if you would like to get a reading, I see people on the line, but not everybody has their hand up. If you want to ask me another question, go ahead and, you know, press 1. And we have enough time, I think, to do maybe 2 or 3 if I hurry. So Aditi, I see your little question mark up. I don't know if you meant to do that or if you just forgot to take it off. So I'm going to unmute you. Hello.
Hey, I think it was an accident.
Oh, but, okay, no worries.
But since I have you on the line, I was wondering if I can actually maybe go deeper into the situation that happened this week.
Sure. Go for it.
Yeah. So basically, I was in an event where I talked about the whole angel card readings and how I do angel card readings with marketing and all this other stuff. So to make a long story short, I was essentially accused of being a witch, and all of this, like, I was being accused for a lot of things, and I guess it was a tough one for me because that's never happened before, and I think it forced me to, you know, really go deep within myself to find out, like, what is it I'm really doing? Is it something I'm comfortable with? Is it healing and helping people the way I intended? And all that kind of stuff. So I guess, it did definitely shake me to my core because it was in a group. It was in a crowd. It was at, like, a live event. It was in front of everybody. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was, like, pretty horrible.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of things come up. So first, consider the source, right? So is this somebody that you respect, that you know well, or is it just some random person that's angry?
Somebody who I'm like, I really look up to, and like I met her through B school, and she's like a mentor of mine. I bought many courses of hers. So I was like really thrown off my game. Like I was like, what? Like she's someone I really respect and look up to. So it was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so when she said that, was it what capacity did she say that in? Like, did you give her a reading live or what spurred that?
I was asking her actually a business question about launching a course, and I spoke about, the voice I hear, like my intuition and all that other stuff. And I talked about that I do like angel work and I speak to angels. So I think she took that in terms of like, you should not be promoting any work relating to this. It's very dangerous. You're delving in witchcraft. She asked me if I was a witch and I said no. And I told her I'm not really familiar with that stuff anyways. And she was just like, you're delving into really dangerous areas. You should not be messing with this. You know, this is very demonic. And like, she just used all these terms and yeah. So.
Yeah, well, first, I'm sorry that that happened to you, and everything that happens to us, right, has a big purpose. So,
Right.
deep down in your core, looking at your own beliefs is a great place to start. Do you feel that angels are demonic? I mean, maybe, right? Maybe not. You've got to check in with yourself. But the bigger thing there is, where are you putting your trust? Right? Are you putting your trust in someone outside of you or what you know to be true? Because there's many different shades of spirituality, and she may, I mean, who knows? She may have experienced a really negative thing with another practitioner or a psychic,
True.
and that's just, being projected onto this moment where she has an opportunity to offload it. Like, who knows? The other
Right,
thing I
right.
would say is you got a strong reaction. So I'm actually going to say bravo because that means that you're actually stepping fully into who you are. It's when we try to toe the line and be too vanilla, like one way or another, that we don't really make any headway at all. We don't make any waves, good or bad. And it's just kind of like, oh, we could just be any other healer. But you got a strong reaction, so that's a sign that you are on the right track. And I'm part of different spiritual communities and online communities, as you know, and there's a moment, right, when you get called a witch or you get called Satan or you get called evil, and the person unsubscribes or whatever, you get a nasty email and it's like, oh wow, okay, this is an opportunity for me to practice what I preach. Is this coming from an authentic place? And do I want to choose to take it on as my truth? If it is your truth and there's something there for you to look at, cool. If it's, just somebody spouting out their negativity, cool. You pushed a button. Maybe they have an opportunity to look at something themselves. Yeah.
Cool,
So
yeah, that makes a lot of
just a
sense.
couple different perspectives. I mean, it's unfortunate that it was somebody that you really respect and that has been mentoring you. And if it is bothering you, one thing that you could consider is like, where did that come from? And maybe she has an experience, like I said, that really triggered her, that caused her to say that. But you don't have to even do that. So it's up to you. But as a next step, I mean, what feels right, like for you to feel right with yourself around this? Anything come to mind?
Well, I think what really resonated with me was that you said the strong reaction that you're really stepping into your purpose. And like, I have never been in my purpose like I have in the last 6 weeks. Like, I've really pushed myself out there, stepped out, and been teaching classes like every week, been doing angel marketing sessions, really putting myself out there. So that's like very accurate. And then I think that moment made me even more, because I think for about 24 hours I was questioning everything. Like, I was like, am I talking to the right angels? Like, am I doing the right thing? Like, am I helping people? Like, or like, where are my intentions? Who am I connecting with? And I think at the end of that 24 hours, I had a very strong interaction with Archangel Michael. And that definitely helped me for sure. Because I feel like now I believe in what I'm doing even more than I did before. So I think it definitely served me in many ways. But I guess I'm still processing some of the, part of it, the being finger pointed at and stuff. So that part, I guess, is I'm still processing that part.
That's huge, though. I mean, props to you for moving through it. And who knows what got kicked up? You know, you might have had a past life as, you know, as a witch. Like, who knows, as a healer.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, in a sense, maybe.
Yeah.
But why is that a bad thing? You know, nothing is bad or good unless we address when we put that label to it. So great that you brought that up. And I know that's going to help so many of our listeners that are also delving into that crossover, right, between the traditional like business or life coaching and bringing in the spiritual element in a way that feels authentic and expansive. And there's not a whole lot of role models out there. So you may be having to blaze your own trail for a bit. And it's uncomfortable, but it's awesome.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, I like that.
Thank you so much for calling in, and let us know how it goes.
Thank you.
You know, send me a message on the Facebook page.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. All right, you guys. So we are at the end of the show. I can't believe how fast it's gone today. We've got 3 minutes left, so I want to use this time really wisely. First off, if you enjoyed it and you want more, consider taking the challenge with me next week. And all you have to do is just go to the website, DeannaDurrell.com. And if you're already signed up, awesome. I can't wait to see you. We've got so many people already in the queue, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So, and it's totally free. Second thing, let's go ahead and do a closing blessing for you for the start of the new month and kind of the home stretch of this year. So I invite you all to close your eyes, and we call in the angels of the highest and the purest vibration to surround everyone listening to this call, live or on the replay, sending support, sending love, sending peace in all directions for all the situations that are happening right now in your life, to remember to hold on to who you are and what you believe is true, even when it ruffles feathers. To know that the angels are here, shedding light and love on every single moment, and remembering to ask for their support in those moments when you feel alone, scared, anxious. Taking one more deep breath into your heart chakra, and exhaling, letting go of any remaining stress. Beautiful. Let's do one more breath together. And exhale, slow. Beautiful. All right. If you're on Facebook, I love hanging out there with you. I am at Deanna Durrell, spelled DianaDorell, and on Twitter at Dancing Goddess. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will chat next week. I have a very awesome guest. Miss Angela from the Awakened Goddess Show is going to be my special guest. And if you want to continue the theme of you're in the right place. All right. Good night, everybody. Love you.